Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, and good day to you all. Welcome to another episode of Gun Day Brunch. I'm Caleb Giddings with my hosts, co-hosts,
Co-hosts, Keith
And Jack.
and as I already said, since I botched this intro already, welcome to Gun Day Brunch, brought to you by Taurus USA and guns.com. Taurus USA, affordable does not mean cheap. Do you want a 9mm handgun that works and also only costs $250? We got it. You know where you can get it? Guns.com. That's freedom. That's the Second Amendment. It applies to everyone. And in today's episode, we are talking about how gun laws are, at this point, complete. I don't want to say they're completely irrelevant, and I need to caveat this at the
No,
top
but
of the
they are
show.
silly. We
Don't do
can use that
crimes.
word.
Like,
They
hey
are
guys,
silly.
don't do crimes. All right, don't do crimes. Don't do crimes. We're not advocating for breaking gun laws or federal laws or state or local or municipal codes except for speeding. But there's been a couple of
Speeding is
cases.
just a tax, guys. Let's like unless you speed a lot, like the big speed, it's just a tax. You get the speed fine.
That was one of my favorite quotes that I read not too long ago, was like, any crime that doesn't carry a jail time is just a tax, depending on how much you're willing to pay for it. Now, moving on. So there have been a couple of significant cases in the past week that have sort of illustrated the absurdity of gun laws, and they've illustrated the point that a lot of pro-gun people are trying to make about how our problem is not gun ownership or proliferation of guns or things like that, but it's that often when people are caught doing naughty crimes, as in this first case, they're just slapped on the wrist. Keith, you want to explain the first one, the freaking driver?
Yeah, first of all, this irks on several levels because if you are a federal firearms license or you work for an FFL, a gun store, you have very limited and very restricted means in which you can transport firearms for sale. So if someone buys a gun and they're out of state, you have to ship it to a gun store there. There are limited legal ways to do that. One of those is FedEx. You can put them on a FedEx truck and send it. Well, a gentleman got caught stealing guns off his own truck. He worked for FedEx and selling them, which that's, theft. That's theft from a limited resource that FFLs are required to use in order to ship firearms because they have to be shipped in a certain manner. And at the end of it, this guy was convicted and spent a grand total of 6 days in jail. 6 days. Now, let me remind you of the prescribed jail sentence for putting a stock on a firearm that is slightly shorter than other firearms. That would be 10 years. 10 years is the prescribed sentence for putting a stock on a firearm that is slightly shorter than other firearms. But stealing guns off one of the limited methods to transport guns from one FFL to another in the course of legal business, 6 days is fine.
So, my first question is, do we know where this took place?
Let
As a
me
matter of
look.
fact, we do. Let's see.
It's relevant. It's relevant.
It is relevant, absolutely. Massachusetts.
Okay, if you live in
Oh.
Massachusetts and you're not trying to find out who this guy's lawyer is, you are wrong.
Yeah.
That's a good
This
guy
point.
has pictures of judges doing things that no man dare speak of. I don't care who you are, what kind of life you lead. You need this guy's lawyer on retainer because that is who I want defending me for anything.
Right.
You could probably be involved in a pretty bad accident, show up to court, and the court would pay you. Like,
That
you have
does
this
seem
is
to
a
be the guy.
crazy deal. This was a deal. This wasn't like he went through the whole trial. And the judge was like, you know what? Your argument has swayed me 6 days. Boop. No. They talked to the district attorney and the judge and were like, Your Honor, I'm but a simple country lawyer. If you don't know, this is me doing suspenders. Like, they
Oh, okay,
hooked
like
this up
snapping
and,
your suspenders,
you know,
like
like,
a simple
I'm but a
country lawyer.
simple country lawyer. And, you know, my man was just selling some guns. Whoopsie doodle that he stole. How about
Accidentally
this?
stole from his own truck. You know how that happens.
How about we call it 7 days, sticks with good behavior. And he's out before Sunday dinner. Good? Good, everyone? All right, let's wrap it up. I've got to get home to my piles of money. Once again,
suspenders. If you had done that in a if you had done that in a Boston Patty accent, it would have been perfect.
I can't do a Boston Patty accent. All I can do is the radioactive lawyer chicken from Futurama.
What's
but holy crap, 6 days?
That was time
three
served.
Years of he got, supervised release and 250 hours of community service.
It's mind boggling. This is the thing. So
and
to
selling explain, them to the feds.
To explain this in terms that, like, you know, people understand, this is the reason why people like myself and Keith and Jack and our friends get so irritated when people talk about how we need more gun laws, because this is an actual big crime. Okay, this is in the way that federal gun laws and. Also, in Massachusetts, this is a whole bunch of other crimes in Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah.
Like Massachusetts. Hold on. If you're not, do you know how hard it is to get a fucking carry permit in Massachusetts? It's not easy. All right. And Massachusetts is like technically it's one of those places where no gun signs have the force of law. If you are caught with a gun in a place that has a no gun sign in Massachusetts, the statutory minimum is more time than this fucking guy did. It's ridiculous.
I have a theory, guys. The man's last name is O'Toole, and he was sentenced in February. We were very close to St. Patrick's Day.
Oh,
and they're just like, hey, let the lad out. He hasn't done much
he's
wrong.
Probably a fine
Get the good old boy. Oh, I need.
It's just so, I don't want to say it's, like, we're laughing about it because it's comical, but because we see this all the time, we constantly are bombarded by people saying, well, we need more common sense gun laws. What gun law do we not have at this point that, like...
What do we need to make more illegal or that we will then not enforce to any reasonable degree?
Here's the thing that I think about is, Keith hits the nail on that. It's about enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
But I have seen there's not any quality of enforcement. There's a lot of weird stuff out there. I have a friend who's lost all his rights to own a firearm for doing something that we would consider very much just a friendly thing to do for a buddy. I'm not going to get into the details of it.
I wonder if it's the same friend, because I have a friend who has lost all his rights to own a firearm for doing something that I didn't even know was a crime.
Right, there's that. I don't know the man personally, but I know another person who violated ITAR, and holy crap, do you never want to violate ITAR in any way, shape,
That's
or form.
That's my friend. I
and
know that guy.
And what's crazy, everyone I know has violated ITAR at some point or another. If you read the letters of the rule, ITAR is super easy to violate.
ITAR is terrifying, by the way. Like, we have a whole department in our company that deals with ITAR. Like, that's pretty much all they do.
And you need an expert to deal with it because it's not easy to understand,
no,
and
it's
very dangerous. But also, like, when you consider, like, I happen to know some other people who've been caught with machine guns, and they got plea bargains for no time. No time. Baffled by it. I am baffled by it.
And that's the enforcement of, especially, well, I'm honestly, the enforcement of state gun laws, federal gun laws, regardless of the gun law, it almost seems to be done on a case-by-case basis with a couple of exceptions. Most states,
now,
if you have a
I
gun
certainly...
in the commission of a violent crime, they will throw that extra nickel on there for you. They'll be here you go. There's another nickel for your sentencing.
I think it's indicative that there are so many gun laws that are enforced at the whims of district attorneys. And also, probably the poor understanding of how they pick and choose who to enforce laws upon and when,
I
based on how well they can win a case.
I hate the term activist judge and activist attorneys because they get thrown around really heavily. Like anything that you don't agree with, oh, that's an activist judge or an activist attorney. But I don't know offhand of a good alternative term for some of these, because some of these are very, they certainly seem like equity cases or a way to make the local prosecutor or local judge look lenient, reasonable, etc. Even if it's a very cut case of like this person stole firearms, three of them, and then attempted to illegally sell his stolen firearms, which are again supposed to carry more penalties because they're firearms, to federal agents, and they were like 6 days. That seems reasonable.
Also, last thing on this O'Toole case, which that's the most Boston. The guy's name is Frank P. O'Toole. If that P is for Patrick, I wouldn't. Well, it's the most Boston name ever. I bet you it is Patrick. I bet you his name is
Patty.
Frank
He calls
Patrick.
my Patty to his
I
friends.
100%. That guy goes by Patty.
Look, if
And
you need a tool, go see Patty O'Toole. He's got a boatload of them in his car trunk.
Oh
See,
man, that'd be a
that's it. He only
great
got caught with the
street. What
three.
a great street pitch, man. Come
What
on.
else does O'Toole
Patty
have?
O'Toole with the
Oh,
tool.
what a great time. And of course, he got caught selling to federal agents because you're a freaking idiot. Like, come on, man. Hey, the guy who DMs you about buying illegal guns is a Fed. All right.
Well, on that note, I did just read this morning about the worst honeypot in existence that some Air Force youngin got trapped in. That was the most
Wait, was
obvious
this the one where
DMs for
the
getting
Russian lady was
classified
like,
information
"You're my
ever.
special secret guy" or something?
Yeah, for my special secret love, could you
Here's
tell
the
us
best
what is
part.
happening in the Ukraine?
Here's the best part. So that guy was not actually an Air Force guy, thank God. He was a retired Army colonel who was then contracting on the civ side for the DoD on an Air Force project. So just as dumb as a bucket full of hammers. And again, this is just another checkbox. And we talked about this a lot when we talked about the Acorn shooting. This is another checkbox on my reasons why I have zero respect for officers whatsoever. I like every time I hear about something this
It's
stupid,
just
I'm just like,
well,
of course, he's an
it's not
officer.
letting the
With
enlisted
a
off too
larger,
easily here.
no. But here's the thing: the enlisted, like, believe me, enlisted should have their own shenanigans, right? They do dumb things like leak classified documents on War Thunder forums, for example. What a
Let's
time.
check the war forum
Okay, but like
counter.
that happens
0 days since the last leak
that
of
happens
classified
so
documents.
often for War Thunder, and it's every nation.
That's
Like,
all.
every nation has had, like, okay, for those who don't know, War Thunder is a game. I actually play War Thunder. Is a game where you can play with tanks, jets, battleships, all sorts of cool stuff. And they go up to some pretty modern equipment on the game. And every country, this started with a person who was like, hey, I'm playing on the British side, and the turret rotation on the Challenger isn't fast enough. It's not right. Because the game prides itself on accuracy. And the developers were like, well, we're pretty sure we got it right. Like, we got it. We think we got it. And he goes, no, you don't. Here's the manual, because I'm actually an officer in these things. Here's the classified manual that shows how fast it goes. And not only does it show that, it shows like where the armor could be defeated in like certain positions and stuff. And they're like, this
Armor
isn't
rating,
correct
yeah.
either. You've got to fix this. And they're like, oh no. Oh, no. And now they've had leaks from China. Oh, they leaked a bunch of stuff from China. The US has had a couple of leaks for the Abrams on
It's
there.
really funny when a country is like, well, we haven't had anything leaked on War Thunder. And that basically starts a countdown, like 30 days, we'll
They
see
put
something.
up a sign like on the forums. They're like, please
Please
don't
don't
send
link.
this to us. Don't upload this. We don't want to know about it. If you happen to have this information, don't tell us about it. We will not engage.
Please do not post T technical data packages for the new Eurofighter Typhoon Mark whatever
Right,
on the
like
fucking
please
War
don't do
Thunder
this.
forums. Oh, it's good times. It's oh man.
Who are you
That's
impressing?
you know, but like it's funny because you It's not that I get it. Like I wouldn't post a TDP on a forum for internet clout, but everybody at some point has done something silly and unadvised to impress a girl or impress their friends. And it's just moving that trend from, trying to take the biggest bike jump when you were eight into a new online world that I sometimes don't fully understand. But when you look at the human, like I may not understand the technological aspect of it, but I understand the human motivation of it. Everybody wants to look cool for their friends. That's, of course you do.
So there was another guy recently who tried to sell a rocket launcher.
Good for him.
And he sold it directly to
Hold on.
feds.
Of
And
course.
this is what jumps out to me is they only wanted to buy one. Like that wasn't a sign to you. That wasn't a tip off or like, we'd like to buy one rocket launcher. Who only buys one rocket launcher?
When there are more for sale.
Yeah, like that's like only buying one machine gun.
Right. I don't know that. That's not trustworthy.
Yeah,
Yeah,
like
like
you
you're
buy
not gonna
one
get a couple to
machine gun
practice with?
on the actual open market, on the actual NFA market. You buy one machine gun. Why? Because that fucker expensive. If you are outside those channels, not
There's
just
a guy that keeps coming to my local gun store, and we seem to have the same schedule of like it's 3 p.m. and I haven't eaten lunch yet, so I'm gonna go shoot. And all he does is show up with a variety of machine guns, go onto the pistol bay and blast for a few mags, and then walk out. It is amazing. I love everything about it.
You
He
know what?
is.
That is a vibe. I like that energy. Good
It
op
really
for
is
sure.
like just to be like, oh, I'm gonna go shoot my machine guns now.
God, speaking of
Brr,
explosions, you guys saw
brr,
that the
yay.
home-built RPG that blew up, right? That was a couple of months ago. Yeah, that was like.
I remember seeing, I think, an episode of ER or one of the medical shows, where homemade rocket got like stuck in somebody's leg or their abdomen or
Yeah,
something.
and then they
And
like
I'm like,
walk
that
out
could
and
never
the
happen.
big
And
bike
then I go
carries
to
it
the
out and
internet and it's like, oh no, like that happens usually once every other year or so. I'm like,
yeah, RPGs ain't
oh
nothing to
no.
fuck with, guys.
No.
Like, that's and
Especially the Russian varieties or copies of the Russian varieties, they aren't exactly made with safety in
yeah,
mind.
Russian grenades, no, pass. The fuse might work, like pull the pin, like you know the joke, like when you pull the pin, Mr. Grenade is no longer your friend. On an American grenade, the fuse is fairly reliable. You
Five
pull the
seconds.
pin on a Russian grenade, it is not your friend. That's
Spin the wheel.
goodbye.
If you touch the Russian grenade, it might not be your friend.
I
Like,
remember watching a video of a guy who was covering the subject matter. He goes, "This is an M67 fuse." Pops it, lets the spoon fly, and he's like, "One, two, three, four, five." At five, boop, fuse goes off. And he goes, "Cool, that's. We can do that 1,000 times. I guarantee you they're all going to go to 5 seconds." He pulls out an RGD5 fuse, pulls it, lets the spoon fly. He's like, one, two, boop. He's like, that's supposed to be three. It's not.
hold another one, it goes 6 seconds. It's like,
Right. He's
oh,
like,
this
you have
is,
no idea what these things are timed for.
yeah,
This is
it really is the
terrifying.
holy hand grenade of Antioch counting math.
Just get rid of
Five,
it.
sir. No,
Get
three.
rid of it. Oh my God. Yeah, what was it? Somebody asked the other, speaking of Russian equipment, let's put a poll out there. Why would somebody asked in a group chat we're all in, what range to zero an AK at? And the resounding response was, you zero those things?
I
The
didn't jump in
joking
on that. I think I
response.
should have the baseline zero is 100, 25-100 is
Yeah.
what you should zero your AK at.
Which
To
is a
give the
little.
boring answer, I would zero every other fighting rifle in the world at 5,200. I would zero the AK at 25,100 because past 100, real hinky, real fucking hinky.
Yeah. And also,
I
can you shoot
subscribe
a.
to the Moroccan Royal Army variation of shoot three rounds at big target. If hit, three of three. Zeroed.
Rifle
It's
zeroed.
fine. This is.
Come on.
Rifle zeroed.
We're talking like a comically large bullseye that you would find in a circus. that was their qualification target. It was, it
My
works.
favorite was still and will always be the maybe apocryphal stories, maybe true, of third world country operators of the AK sliding the ladder sights all the way up to 600 to make the gun shoot more powerfully.
That was also common on the like H&K, the G3s, the 33s, the 32s. They would set it to four because four be more power.
More power. Gotta love it. All right, guys. Well, we were going to talk about another case, but we decided not to because it's stupid as well. Well, you know what? Let's do it. Let's do it real quick. I got a couple of minutes.
Let's just hit on it
All right.
because.
So, if you're not aware, in Illinois recently, a federal judge ruled, not a federal judge, sorry, an Illinois judge who, to backtrack to your term of activist judge, this woman is an activist judge, like no question, ruled, dropped gun charges that were being levied against an illegal alien. Saying that the Second Amendment applies to illegal aliens. And the people that have posted about this the most are very left-wing people that I've seen where they have been like, ha-ha, Republicans, ha-ha, gun people, what do you think now? The Second Amendment applies to everyone. And by and large, our reaction is, yeah, it
We know
does.
it does.
And this is just an
Exactly.
example of why gun laws are fucking stupid because, yeah, like, we can have a whole extremely, like, if and great. So if the Second Amendment applies to illegal aliens, that then means that all of the process, the hoops that we have to jump through to get a gun are unconstitutional, right? So
What it
background checks,
comes,
gone.
yeah,
Waiting periods.
What it comes down to is most people in our circle fall into this generalized category, and we have differences in opinions here and there on the nuances. But in general, our opinion tends to coalesce around the idea of if you haven't done something so egregious that you should still be in prison for it, then you have Second Amendment rights. Like
Yeah,
if you are
100%.
so dangerous, we have to incarcerate you. You have the right to firearms for the defense of yourself, your home, your community, etc. That's what that opinion coalesces around. And your illegal alien status isn't part of that.
Yeah, I just
As long as you are in this country, you deserve the natural rights that the entire world has. This is just the only country that recognizes it.
Pretty much, yeah. I think there's a couple other countries out there, but they're like very small and not, you know, what we would consider. But yeah, no, it's like, and that's been the funny thing to me is the conversation around it has been all of these people who have been like assuming that conservative people are big mad. And if there's anything that I am upset about, it's emotional or it's intellectual inconsistency from people on the other side of the aisle. 'Cause like, look, I have always said that the Second Amendment is for all people. My quibbles with this are due to legal structures that we have built up around how the Second Amendment is supposed to work. So, like, look, if you're in this country and you're not here to do crimes and do dirt and be a bad person, I did. I'm a little bit squishier on the immigration issue than a lot of my colleagues in this space either, but, and we're not going to get into that because that's not, because this is Gun Day brunch, not Immigration Day brunch. So we're just going to
Yeah,
move right along with that.
that's for another group of weird white guys on a podcast to yell about. That's not our
Yeah.
bit.
Yeah, that's different white guys with yeah, exactly. But anyway,
They're
so
very different from we white guys.
the
Totally different.
point of all of this is, and what this really comes down to me is if you can look at these cases and see anything other than the absolute absurdity of the way gun laws are written, the way they are enforced, the way they are interpreted, I don't know what you're looking at because that's all I see when I see this is I just see absurdity. I think
Yeah,
it's
if you look at these
absurd.
and you see efficacy,
Yeah.
where did this do good? Where did this protect people? Where did this change and make people safer because this case got prosecuted this way?
Yeah, it's ludicrous, right? Like, guys, and you know, and as, again, as a reminder, all of the crimesy things, like the real bad crimes, things like stealing and, you know, rape and murder, those are all still crimes. And those will always, all still, well, God, I hope those will always still be crimes. But the gun crime and the thing like that, it's the measures that we have put in place to stop it obviously haven't stopped it. But then if we're going to say that we're passing these laws to stop it, and when someone does, we as pro-gun people, we talk about how the most common vector for firearms to enter the black market is theft and resale. The guy is doing the thing, and they're like, 6 days. If he gets his FedEx probably won't hire him back, but I don't even know. They're unionized up there, and his name's fucking Patty O'Toole. So maybe he does get his job back because he knows the guys. And what does he do? He goes back to stealing guns off trucks.
Well, he'll probably switch to electronics for a little while.
Yeah.
Big takeaway from this: ensure everything you send, even fi
Ooh.
especially firearms.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. Keep a note of this is a so here's a home defense thing, or not home defense. Well, we'll call it home defense, home security. If you keep guns in your house, I would strongly recommend that you keep a spreadsheet of those guns and their makes, models, and serial numbers. And you can, keep, like, if you're worried about hackers or whatever, you can keep it in a logbook. Like, you don't have to do this. This is just a me thing, but because of my job too, I have a lot of guns that move in and out of here perfectly legally because work sends me stuff to test or whatever, or take pictures of. And I like to know what's in my house at all times. So having a civilian version of a log of a bound book, and I don't have like disposition where I sold it to or anything like that, but I have, Taurus 856 Toro serial number ABC FYZ, right? And that way I know what's in the house
Your
without.
insurance company will thank you.
Yeah, because if somebody ever breaks into my house and steals all my shit, please God never let that happen. It's a lot easier to file a claim. And it also makes the cops' jobs a lot easier when you say, hey, all of these guns were stolen out of my house. Here's a list of the serial numbers that I know were taken. If slash when these turn up in, because what'll happen is if somebody then goes to a pawn shop, then tries to pawn that gun and they run that serial number, because any decent pawn shop will do that. Then they're like, oh, hey, that good, let me make a phone call. And there's other pawn shops that will, but that's another fun conversation. Anyway, guys, gun laws are ridiculous. Don't do crimes. Don't do bad crimes.
Good
And just,
crimes only.
yeah, do fun crimes. Do, make illegal SBRs. Don't make illegal SBRs. Don't,
Don't
no.
that's that you
Lots.
won't get 6 days for that.
Yeah, you
You
won't,
will
which
not
is,
get 6 days for that.
I almost was like, hey, remember Randy Weaver? Anyway, if you don't know who Randy Weaver is, you have a homework assignment. And on
Just
that
gonna
note,
say, he got paid $1 million.
he did. His wife's dead, though. So, all right. Well, that was kind of a bummer. Talk to you guys next week.